This vulgar and offensive episode of TanCast is brought to you by Rick Springfield. For no good reason other than this song is fucking awesome. Tim
and
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome, TanCast.
Wait, what was that, Noah?
Welcome, TanCast. Welcome. TanCast.
Have you ever felt so welcome, listening audience?
You're here.
Have you ever felt just warmly embraced by a podcast as it started? Welcome, TanCast. Welcome, TanCast. But you're here. What? Fuck you.
I did not say fuck you.
I didn't say fuck you. He welcomed him to TanCast. He just said so in an offhanded way. He was like a Walmart greeter.
Yeah, welcome. He's not old.
I have talking issues. That's what I have.
Intimacy? Was that what you were going for?
Yeah, intimacy issues.
Well, welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast, and something's on my sock.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, and I'm not wearing any socks.
Of course, you're wearing your Crocs.
Got your cat on a leash, walking around the house.
I have not worn Crocs since...
In over an hour.
Well, really since last night.
Since my boyfriend last did me in the ass.
I put my Crocs on last night because they were the closest thing to me, and I didn't want to be walking around in my basement.
They don't walk around in your basement.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice.
So you got to wear gay Crocs when you're walking around your basement? Is that how it rolls?
If you don't want to step on, like, whatever dirt and dust has settled in my basement that I haven't swept up recently.
If there was a Crocs nearby, I would take the time to find another pair of shoes. Like, fuck that.
Would you do that when the alarms are sounding, telling you to hurry to the basement because a tornado may be on its way to take you to Oz?
Yeah, because if I die, I don't want to be caught dead wearing Crocs.
I'm assuming that if the tornado kills me, it's going to pull the Crocs from my feet because they're not exactly what you call substantial.
Nope, both things will stay on your feet. Just so people could go, he died wearing Crocs. What a faggot.
See, that's the thing, is I want whatever rescue worker finds my horribly mangled, twisted body to at least have a little laugh. Like, this is horrible and gut-wrenching. He's wearing Crocs. Oh, dead baby. That's sad.
What's attached to that leash he's holding? Oh, it's a cat.
You will never let that one go, will you?
No, that's funny. I just can't imagine you, big man, walk up the little leash and a cat.
Me with a cat on a leash is Tim and pigeons.
Are you saying it never happened?
No, I'm saying that it's...
Are you saying you're a liar? And you're admitting you're lying this to the TanCast listening audience?
Dude, I lie about a lot of stuff to the TanCast listening audience. I told them my name was Randall.
Your name is Randall.
It's Pandle.
Randall the Gandal Banandal.
I just got a text message from my wife telling me that I'm too loud again.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I can't help it.
How can that be?
My voice carries.
Give her some headsets to wear.
You guys lived with me. No, my fussy, not quite one-year-old is downstairs, and I guess he finally fell asleep.
Put some fucking things in his ears.
Smother him with a pillow.
No, don't smother him with the pillow.
Oh, I got in a little trouble with the wife.
Unless you really mean it.
Last week, she's like, hey, he won't stop crying. I can't get him to calm down. I was like, cover his nose and mouth. He'll calm down.
Not immediately, but eventually.
Slowly.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know what? You really just got to push through the tough time right there.
Oh.
If you struggle, it only makes it harder.
I say that to my cats all the time. Like, if I'm picking them up to, clip their claws so they don't scratch stuff up as much, they'll start flipping and kicking and hissing and whatever, and yeah.
Except you're talking about your cock.
If you struggle, it only makes it harder.
Love that quote.
You're like, scratch it. Use it as a scratching post. Come on.
No. No, Noah, no.
Get in there good.
No.
So, we had a story to tell and, jokes.
Should we get some tan laughs out of the way first?
Sure, I got sent some.
I got sent a tan cast as well.
I got sent a couple too. I'm saving one. It's a good one. It's a keeper.
You're just going to hold it in your back pocket forever and ever.
Till the show we do closest to May 8th.
I don't even know what happens on May 8th.
Fucking Star Trek comes out on May 8th, sir. That's what happens on May 8th.
Yeah, the wife and I are talking about getting our first babysitter, you know, that's not family visiting, getting roped into it.
I say just bring the baby. Yeah. Dress it up as Spock. Little baby Spock.
Give it the Vulcan neck pinch.
He's got a thing. Like, he used to be cool when he was really, really little. He'd just sleep in his little car seat. We could go out. We could get some lunch. We could get some dinner, whatever. Now it's like, if he's in his car seat for too long, and he's too small to not be in his car seat, he just starts screaming his head off. Like, we haven't figured out if it's that he wants us to pay attention to him, or if it's that he just doesn't like sitting in the car seat, doesn't like feeling all confined and strapped in and shit. But, yeah, it was like a little switch through, and suddenly it was, you guys will never eat out again.
Have you tried flicking him in the nuts?
No, I have not tried flicking him in the
nuts. Let him know that screaming is not okay?
I have not tried that.
Spray him with a bottle of water.
we actually found the one that we used for the cats.
It's kind of an extreme version of that, but I think, you know, you could get it done. No? Parenting tips from Tancast, they go a long way. Go a long way towards getting the Child Protective Services to come to your house.
I find chopping off a finger works pretty well, because once you do one, and they know you're serious... They don't think you're fucking around anymore.
That's really a lesson, though, you can only teach 9 or 10 times.
Well, unless you have to go to toes and you can teach it another 20 times.
20 times? Dude, I haven't seen your feet in a little while, but have you been like...
A total of 20 times. You know what I meant. Okay. Don't be a shit stain. Time for some tan laughs. Tan laughs!
Go ahead, Andy. Be a shit stain. Be a shit stain. You can be a shit stain, too.
Be a shit stain. No, thank
Everybody
you.
Got a shit stain. So, my tan laugh was sent in by Mike. I believe he's our number one fan. How is pubic hair like parsley?
They're both delicious.
You push it to the side before you start eating.
I've got a follow-up for that.
All right.
What's the difference between parsley and pussy?
I don't eat parsley.
Exactly.
None.
Good guess.
I got one from Dean. I should say Joe also sent me one, but I'm going to spread these out.
Well, Joe sent me one, so we may have received the same one.
I don't think so.
No, because Joe sent me one, and it wasn't the same one she sent Noah. Joe was on top of shit.
Nice job, Joe.
No pun intended, Joe.
Maybe she is on top of shit. We don't know.
I'm not judging.
You can see farther from the top of the shit.
What did the ham say when he left the doctor's office?
I don't know.
I'm cured!
Oh, Jesus.
That's so awful. But not awful like a dead baby awful.
So, yeah.
All right. So here's my tan laugh. Do it. Also from Joe.
Well, that one's from Dean.
Oh, sorry. That one was Dean. You're saving Joe's. Yes. Yeah. So here's Joe's. Sorry. Short-term memory loss. I must be drunk.
Joe
Anyways.
Power.
A farmer walks into his bedroom with a sheep tucked under his arm and says, "This is the pig I have to fuck when you're not up for sex." His wife looks up and says, "I think you'll find that's a sheep." He replies, "I think you'll find I was talking to the sheep." I'm certain that is funnier with a British accent, but my British accent sounds like fucking Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
I did a glorious day, bright as a morning in May. I feel like I could fly. There went our English listening audience.
Yep.
Both of them, Joe and Luke.
I think Joe's still hanging in.
Oh, speaking of emailing us Tancasts, since both the Poll Daddy Paul... Sorry, Tan Laughs. Yes, you know, email us Tancasts. Do our job for us, please.
Wow, someone sent us a file of the three of us talking. How weird.
Someone's been following us, recording snippets of our conversation with others, editing it together, and it's actually better than the shit we've been doing.
Somehow they added Jar Jar Binks, though. I don't like it.
No. And you know what? Fucking Greedo didn't shoot. Han shot first.
But anyway, speaking of mailing us tan laughs.
Yes, since the Poll Daddy poll that we've got up on the website and the little Selectricity poll that I put up both wound up with Fucktards and Your Mom being the top options, I'm making them both reach us.
Nice.
So officially, so that you can tell people, it's going to be your mom at tancast.com. But if you send an email to fucktards@tancast.com, you will reach all three of us. And I promise to God I will get this set up before this episode goes live. So as soon as you're hearing this, if you want to turn around and email all three of us, and you're just too goddamn lazy to type in Andy@Tancast, him@Tancast, Noah@Tancast, fucktards@Tancast, yourmom@Tancast, take your pick.
Nice. Congratulations to all who voted.
Yep.
You win nothing in particular.
You win the ability to type fucktards@Tancast and have it do something.
You can start your victory party. Yes, we can. Fucktards, yes, we can. So, should we start the wacky stories?
Well, we have a movie review that will lead into a story.
Oh, we have several movie reviews, actually. Well, I have several movie reviews.
Well, me and Tim have a common one. We went to go see Monsters and Aliens last night.
And how was that?
It was pretty good.
It was good, enjoyable, funny.
Did you see it in 3D?
You could definitely tell some parts where they're like, this part is for 3D.
Like the very first part of the movie. A guy was playing with one of those paddle ball things and it was just going straight into the camera. And I turned to Noah, this would have been awesome in 3D.
So you did not see it in 3D?
No. No. We saw it in regular D.
Easy money bags. We ain't got extra money for that.
Well, some of us do.
You know what's funny is, like, all of the pre, I don't want to say documentaries, it's really showing where they interview the directors because mm-hmm. they desperately want you to come see their movie.
Mm-hmm.
They kept going on and on and on in all of these sales pitches about how, oh, you know, we didn't want to just do 3D for 3D's sake. We wanted to use it to expand the story, blah, blah, blah. That sounds like they just went ahead right up front and were like, fuck it, we lied. 3D effects shot coming at your head.
That's the only one I can really that really caught my eye was like the like because literally it was right after the start. It was like and dunk 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 dunk, and then I don't know. I got lost in the movie as I usually do.
I mean, there's a couple shots where it's kind of like they had the face kind of close to the screen or something was coming at. And I was like, oh, that was 3D. I mean, not like a zillion things, but I noticed a couple things. I can't remember them now.
I could have gone with just about anybody except Reese Witherspoon in the title role. Or in the whatever the lead, the main character, I guess I should say.
Oh, shouldn't bother me. I like her.
Oh, she was the 50-foot-tall woman, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
And Paul Rudd was her fiance. Her fiance.
Man, mm-hmm. I remember back in the day when they could make an animated movie, and it was all about the quality of the voice acting and the quality of the animation and the story and all that, and not what big ass name they got to play such and such a role.
Well, that was when they were mostly Disney, and they were the only game in town.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to, hey, we're going to be the young upstart, so we hired Wilt Chamberlain. What? That doesn't even make sense. He's been dead for several years. People will fucking come.
The cut to the adorable little animal companion. So what do you say, little animal companion that sounds like Wilt Chamberlain used to? Rains! Well, that would be a cheery children's flick.
Those are flies buzzing around his corpse.
Oh, they'd probably have to animate in the flies, because the flies that you pick up on the mic when he's recording his lines, or line, brains.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't even recognize the famous voices. Like, they, you know, change their voice so much that you barely, so it's like, well, what's the point? I mean, I guess it is to bring people, because like, oh, Paul Rudd, I know who he is. Oh, Hugh Laurie, I know who he is.
I have never gone into an animated movie giving a shit who is doing what voice. If anything, it takes me out of the film because I start to pick up a voice, you know, not having paid attention to it beforehand, going, wait, yeah, that's Lucy Liu.
There's one character in the movie that was doing that. I was trying to figure out who he was the whole movie. I'm like, I heard that voice before. And he may pick it up sooner than I.
I will admit I was excited and more inclined to see the movie because Stephen Colbert played the president.
Of course you were, because you're a gay little guy. And he remarkably kind of looked like Stephen Colbert, except fatter in the head.
And yeah, and a little scarier. He sort of looks like the Tex Jansson cartoon if he'd let himself go, or, you know, aged.
Become oh, and then, well, oh, on the way home.
Come on, Captain Excitement. Hold, slow your roll.
Ah!
Oh, I have something I wanted to say, but first a nap.
I was up late last night.
We were all up late last night, but you know what? We're pushing through it, fucker.
You shut up. You shut your mouth.
No, I will be nice to you because you're giving me hints and tips about my new MacBook. So please continue. Get the yawn out. Let us know what you're thinking.
Oh, so on the way home, we were getting off of the exit to get to my place.
Off. We're fucking in the car on the way home.
Yep, it was hot. It was a foursome.
Take all of it.
And all of a sudden, like, there's liquid on my windshield. And, like, Tim's like, oh, is it raining? And I was like, I guess so. And I turned on the windshield wiper, and it just started smearing stuff around. I couldn't see. So I turned on the windshield washer fluid. That just made it worse. So then we're driving around, and all I could really see was, like, there's a road, and if there's white stuff on the road, like, you know, exit and stuff, that's all I could see. It sucked, because it was in the middle of the night as well. Not middle of the night, but late. So we pulled over, and a semi truck in front of us that sprayed, I would assume, is oil all over the front of my car and my windshield.
Awesome.
And so we were trying to get off, and luckily I had napkins, because normally I don't, but I've been collecting. I'm like, I should have some napkins, just because. And a lot of it was just sort of grubbing, and it was smeared around, you have to keep rubbing. So we spent a good time doing that, and then we got enough of it that we were able to go to a gas station and clean up some more, but it's still there. It was like all over the headlights and some on the roof and some on the hood and on my side view mirrors. It was not pleasant.
No, and like every time we wiped it away with like a napkin or a paper towel, it was like, oh, it's black. It's just jet black nastiness.
We'd wipe it. I would think something would be clean because I couldn't see it anymore, and I'd wipe it again. More blackness. Oh, and then it was all over my windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to, like, I was like, oh, yeah, I better wipe that off there. I don't want to turn my windshield wipers. It's like, and it's like,
oh, it's raining. Smear. No, now it's Black Death.
Yep. That was our story of excitement.
That really sucks.
Yes, it did. I was like, oh, this is not pleasant at all. The other day when I was going to work, I stopped at the stop sign. I go, and all of a sudden I hear this. I was like, what the fuck is going on in my car? So I pull over into this parking lot, and a piece of cardboard I drove over just decided to stick to the underside of my car and drag along and scare the shit out of me.
Man, a long ass time ago, it's got to be like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that, I bought a car, and it had... it had needed some body work, so the body work was being done like right before I bought it from a buddy and picked it up. Got it from the place that was doing the body work. Drove it home. Was really happy with how it looked. You know, everything was all hunky dory. Drove it to a party at one of our friend's house, and when I was trying to drive it home, discovered that when they had done the bodywork, they had taken the headlights out to do the work on the front end, and had never put headlights back in.
Wow.
That's no good. No good at all.
I called them the next day and screamed at them.
What? You? Mr. Cold, Comma Collected?
No,
really? Screaming? You're crazy.
Because finding out that there were no headlights in the car was the second thing that they had fucked up. When I had arrived at that party and I had been trying to park my car, you know the little inset...
They removed reverse. Sorry.
What?
I said they removed reverse.
Yeah, they pulled reverse out. No, thanks for fucking that up for me.
No problem. Boom. Fuck you, Noah.
Yeah, fuck Noah. I'd like pulled it into his driveway, but I was going to back it out and go park it somewhere else. Like, I had shit to unload for the party. And as I'm backing out, all of a sudden I get a noise kind of similar to what Noah describes, except the whole front of the car, like, suddenly dives down like it's heading for the curb or for the street for no reason that I can tell. And it was the liner for the wheel wells on both front sides had not been installed correctly and had come loose in my drive over there. And when I had backed up, like the back end had come loose. So when I backed up, the wheel grabbed both of those liners on each side and pulled the liners under the car, ripping them out from the wheel wells. And it was the wheels yanking the front of the car down by these liners that made the nose dip. So yeah, it was just a sudden and me panicking, wondering what the fuck had gone on with my car. Only it was a part of my own car that had stuck underneath my car and come along for the ride.
No good.
Motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. So if I could remember what that place is, I'd tell everybody not to go there. But I can't remember, so fuck it.
Stay away from San Jose. I assume it's in San Jose.
Yes, it's in San Jose.
Stay away from there. Okay, so do we want to talk more movie reviews? I think Tim's got another one.
I do have another one. But the phone is ringing over here. I don't know why that bothers me, but it does.
Okay.
A couple more rings.
Well, speaking of movies, my wife was watching... shit, what's the dude's name? Jason Statham. He's got some new movie coming out, Crank 2.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty sure he was dead at the end of Crank 1 after falling out of a plane.
Oh, no, you are mistaken, my friend.
I guess I didn't hear there was a faint heartbeat over the credits or something like that indicate, and like a flicker in his eye.
I don't think there was that at all. I think the movie did so well that they decided to make a sequel.
Did you not see the poster?
No.
Crank 2. He was dead, but he got better.
Yeah, my wife saw that and was just like, what the fuck? I mean, I like Jason Statham, but how many goddamn times is he going to remake Transporter? How many times is some guy going to drop something off at a different place than where he picked it up?
Transporter 3 did not make too much sense.
Yeah,
I thought Transporter 2 didn't make too much sense.
No, it didn't, but... 3 was definitely like one of those things like, why didn't they just do that themselves?
Well, it sounds like the Fast and Furry-ass movie that just came out. It's kind of like that.
Fast and Bi-Curious. Did you see that?
Yeah, didn't amuse me that much.
I thought it was kind of funny.
It made me giggle, but I thought that they really could have hit the gas a lot more. That was not intended.
Oh,
Fast and Furious parody. Ha ha.
I've only seen the first Crank movie. It was weird, and the second one looks to be just as weird.
I liked in the first Crank movie where he's just like, you know, I gotta keep my blood pressure up. Quick, get your pants off.
Oh, he just does it on the street?
Yep, and there's all those Japanese tourists like standing around like, oh!
Taking pictures.
Snap, snap.
She's kind of cute, but in a white trash way. Whoever that girl is, I can't remember her name right now.
I can't remember her name either.
Her name is Dirty Whore.
Dirty Whore McFucks on Street.
Oh, this would suck. Mm-hmm. Which is reading something. Cyclist hit by corpse thrown from speeding car.
What?
Were they, what? Was she behind Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 2?
I don't think they were. Let's delve a little further.
I think the day that we saw Bad Boys 2 was the day that I realized how much like my father I've become.
A cyclist was knocked out after being hit by a corpse thrown from a speeding car. Student Wu Dan, 16, was riding home when the incident happened. His uncle, Yun Su, said a car passed and a package came flying out of the door. It had a dead woman inside. My nephew was very upset. Believe she was a victim of a car accident and was being dumped by the driver who had hit her in Duyang, eastern China.
Whoosh.
Yeah,
we have some Chinese listeners. Tell us about the story. Right in.
I just got hit with oil and I was pretty upset. But, I can't imagine getting hit with a corpse.
Yeah. But tell us about the story in English because we do not speak Mandarin, Cantonese, or any other Chinese language.
I speak racist Chinese. That's it.
No, we all speak that.
The universal language of racism.
Yes. Noah, you are not alone in speaking racist Chinese.
Woody Harrelson claims he mistook photographer for zombie.
What?
Woody Harrelson defended his clash with photographer at a New York airport Wednesday night as a case of mistaken identity. He says he mistook the cameraman for a zombie.
Naturally.
Why wouldn't you?
What?
This is what this article says.
I mean, don't repeat it. I heard all the words. But what?
That's a good excuse, though, because what are people going to say?
You're a fucking lying idiot.
Well, okay, then.
Get the fuck out of my courtroom.
You know
everyone
what, though?
Stay away from Woody. He sees dead people.
I think it's genius, because if you tell people you mistake photographers for zombies, they may not want to take pictures of you anymore. They may be like, you know what? I'm just going to stay far away from Woody Harrelson. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
If you hear him yelling, zombies, and running your way, it's time to put the camera down. You better say something, and it better not be brains.
if I ever see Woody Harrelson, I'm totally whipping out a camera and yelling brains at the top of my lungs just to see. Just to see. Maybe I will take that blow to the face just to find out if it's true. Plus, I think I'll get some pretty good pictures while I'm going down.
Going down.
Giggity, giggity.
Stick around. Derp, derp.
Yep. So, I was at PetSmart for a little while I was waiting to meet up with some friends from the station.
Dude, is being a comic really that hard that you're shopping at PetSmart?
I mean, I wasn't shopping there.
Oh.
Easy money bags. Ain't got all kinds of like, disposable income to be spending on kitty treats.
I was implying that the kitty treats are for you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
It's cheaper to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oddly, it is.
I know. That's what's disturbing about it.
And delicious. So,
I'm going to start feeding my cats Taco Bell.
Oh. Where are they? I thought you liked your cats.
It'll be a fragrant house.
Do cats
Dude, apparently
fart?
My cats love Taco Bell, because when we get Taco Bell, they are like right up in your face. Like, have some, have some.
Don't
like
cats just some. Love food?
One of our cats is pretty picky.
We gotta admit, Taco Bell is pretty thin, you know, pretty skating that line between food and
Yeah, but the picky one, I mean, her pickiness probably saved her life, because we gave him wet food, she turned her nose up at it, her brother ate all of it, and a couple of days later he was dead. So apparently she turned her nose up at some tainted Chinese fucking meat.
At death. She turned her nose up at death. Like, I don't
tainted
need no death.
Tainted meat. Whoa. Tainted meat.
But while she can detect Chinese death meat, she's right up on you for Taco Bell.
Well, she sees you Chinese eat it and you're still alive, meat. So she figures it's okay.
No, she sees me eat a lot of things I'm still alive. It's like, no thanks. Like, I've tried to give her pieces of steak before. She's like, I don't think so.
You keep that delicious steak to yourself. You need
it.
Oh,
but she is cuckoo for bacon.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so I was in PetSmart, and they have this little doggy daycare center where, like, you can drop your little dog off for the day, and they have somebody in there that'll, you know, interact with it, and, you know, it'll be there with other dogs, and, you know. And, it's like a room, but with a glass wall so that as you're walking by and shopping, you can watch all the little dogs playing around, and there's a guy in there, and he's sort of keeping track, and there's dogs running all over, chasing each other, jumping on the little play thing. One of them sort of asleep in the corner. That guy was kind of cute, too. The little basset hound, he's in the corner, just like, really, people, let's all calm it down. But then there was this wiener dog just walking around in a circle. Like, off by himself, not really dealing with the other dogs. Every so often a dog would get in his way, he would just sort of walk around it and keep going in a circle, just like, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. Like, not in a hurry, just sort of, just kind of had a look like, this is what I'm doing. Yep, doing it, getting it done. And I must have stood there and watched him for 5 minutes, walking around in a circle, thus leading to the question, which one of us was wasting more time?
You.
But then again, all I was doing, my entire purpose of being at PetSmart was to waste time, so I was like, well, might as well waste it watching this cute little dog walk around in a circle and try and figure out what he's up to. Like, I wanted to see him end and go, I did it. I don't know what I was waiting for.
He did not. He could not go anywhere else, Tim. He was stuck there.
He could. There was a whole other part of the room he could have gone into. There was a slide. There were chew toys. Nope.
A slide?
Yeah, they had a little, like, kitty slide.
Strange. I didn't know. Dogs like slides.
Yeah. Well, so the other dogs seemed to enjoy it.
I actually knew someone who put their dog into doggy daycare. They've got a webcam, so you can see what the dogs are up to. So one day we just watched what the dogs were up to, but there was one little dog that would run up the slide and then jump off. So, you know, wrong direction.
Well, whatever. They don't have to follow rules. They're dogs.
No.
They all go to heaven, doesn't matter what.
It was also funny to watch, like, just watching for a couple of minutes, he started to pick out what their little doggy culture thing was doing, like what their pecking order was. Because there was one dog that whatever toy that dog wanted, that dog got. And there was another dog that was trying to take away that dog's toys, but just kept getting the butt from the dog that was, you know, dominant. It's like, oh, I want that ball too. Bap! Butt in the face.
Well, wait. So then, I was watching the dog for 5 minutes, and then the guy in the room sees me, then sees what I'm looking at, and then just like, because, you know, the glasses in between, so we can't really talk. He does this gesture, like, oh, look at him. He's just walking around in circles. And he walks over to him, and he starts petting him. Like, he like gets in front of him, starts petting him, and stops, like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you all right over here? Blah, blah, blah. And he's playing with him for a little while. And then something else, you know, demands his attention, I guess. Not demands, but whatever. So we got up. Mm-hmm. And now the little wiener dog starts walking faster in a circle, like, fuck, you made me late! I was like, this is awesome!
I gotta catch up. I'm never gonna get there.
Fuck. I wanted to do, like, he was training for a marathon or something. That was my thought.
Doing laps.
He is training for the shortest and most circular marathon ever. It's like, all right, lap one, lap two, lap three, lap four, lap five, lap six, lap seven, lap eight, nine, ten. Getting dizzy, gotta push past it.
Speaking of dogs, the other movie that I saw, Bolt, a Disney animated movie that was not Pixar and was quite good.
Really?
One I wished I'd seen in 3D. I would have liked to enjoyed all the 3D-osity of it. It was a good little movie, even though Dancing Boy was the main voice. Yeah. And Miley Cyrus was the other main voice.
Oh, Jesus.
Then they sing a duet over the closing credits.
Oh, double Jesus.
I'm slowly ensuring Andy will never see this movie. But the hamster guy, as my wife is fond of saying, he's the best part of the movie. Like, whenever she saw the preview, she's like, I want to see that bubble guy. I don't know if you've seen the preview where the Bolt says something like, let's go. And the little hamster goes, I'll go get eyeball. Like, he sounds all just hyper and excited. My wife loves that line. She says it all the time. We just saw the movie. Like, she's been saying it since the movie was, before it was in theaters. But yes, I highly recommend it. And you can get one of the DVDs that has a Blu-ray copy of the movie, a DVD copy of the movie, and a digital copy all in one little package. Nice. So now I have my first Blu-ray.
Excellent.
And nothing to play it on.
Someday, sir.
Tim can insert his penis through the hole in the center and just spin it.
No.
Oh, shiny.
Maybe you could insert your penis through the hole in the center of a Blu-ray DVD, but fucking, I couldn't even use a Laserdisc for that.
Andy can't even break a Cheerio.
Break a Cheerio.
Yep.
Nice.
You got any movie reviews, Andy?
We still haven't seen anything else in theaters, and probably won't until we decide what we're going to do with Star Trek. But we did watch, the name just fell right out of my head. It's a Kevin Costner movie, Mr. Brooks. There we go.
Oh, yeah, that was all right.
And oddly, it seemed like Dane Cook was very well cast in the role that he played. Because he seemed to be playing Dane Cook.
A douche.
Kind of annoying, kind of douchey, a little manic.
Kind of douchey.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny to watch it, because as Mr. Brooks keeps reciting the Serenity Prayer, my dad keeps going, that's not the whole thing. I'm like... I don't care!
So, is your dad no longer there?
No, he's still here. He's downstairs.
How come he hasn't been on a Tancast?
Well, you know my dad.
Yep, he likes to sleep on people's lawns.
Your mom was on a Tancast?
She was on a Tancast. My dad's a little higher brow than Tancast.
What? What are you talking about?
If I didn't look a lot like him and sound a lot like him, we'd probably kind of wonder how I came about.
We are, our podcast is so good that other people listen to it and they just give up on podcasting because we're that good.
Some of Stephanie's friends wanted to start a podcast, so Stephanie told them to listen to Tancast so they can have an idea. And she's like, apparently they said our podcast was so good that after listening to it, they didn't even want to bother doing a podcast anymore.
Maybe they just met in comparison to what they were going to do. Maybe they're like, if they can get that good and those other ones are even better, we're not going to even try.
Are we sure they listened to Tancast? Excellent answer.
I say don't give up on your dream.
No.
Yes, if you guys are listening for another episode, fucking do it. Live
do it.
It
up.
You have Love nothing it. To lose, really.
Yeah, really. However, if you make CDs of your podcast, think ahead.
Make sure that's a choice you want to go with.
Exactly. That may not be the most lucrative option. And by lucrative, I mean make your money back within a year.
He may make profits within, 10 years?
I'm sorry we weren't funnier for you, Tim. I'm sorry we weren't more marketable. Maybe we should have put Noah in like a thong.
I can't say that the funniness of the content really has anything to do with it. I'm just not apparently a good salesman.
Well, yeah, because I had not even given it a chance. I gave Tim a chance.
Seems of course, it's the way I sell it at shows. I'm like, I'm always like, all right, so if you like my act, this is nothing like my act. And I don't recommend anybody buy it. Who wants one?
Yeah, I could see how maybe...
not the best sales pitch?
Wouldn't be jumping all over that.
Well, because, you know, my act is fairly clean. Like, I have some risque parts, but I don't really swear or anything. I don't really talk about sex or anything in my act. And I certainly don't talk about Superman raping people in my act.
Maybe you should.
But that's track 2 on the CD, baby.
Superhero rape.
It's also track 8 or 9 or something. The last episode part. We revisit the raping of superheroes, or by superheroes.
Rape a dape dape.
Rape a dape dape.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, speaking of rape, and this isn't so much funny.
Oh.
Oh.
Why do I think it's about to become serious?
It's not about to become serious, but, well, just a little bit serious. After watching 7.5 days of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel over the last year, my wife has now been going through Battlestar Galactica, which she really enjoys, so we've been watching quite a bit of it while my dad's here. As he's also a fan. But we came up to an episode where the version that I had seen on Sci-Fi had been trimmed down because they'd done like 5 acts worth of content, and they didn't want to pad it out to be 6 to be able to do a 90-minute episode. And they really, really didn't want to trim it down to 4 acts worth of content to do a normal 1-hour episode, but Sci-Fi gave them the choice of you're going to be 60 minutes or 90 minutes, pick one, and they didn't want to just put a bunch of filler in, so they did wind up trimming stuff. And in the version I saw, there was an attempted assault that gets stopped, but my wife and I were, as we're going through the DVDs, she goes, well, yeah, let's watch the longer version, the version they intended. The assault doesn't get stopped in the longer version, and it's kind of intense and disturbing. So we had to stop Battlestar Galactica for a little while my wife just kind of sat there. Sort of put a damper on the evening for both of us.
I would imagine. That's interesting. I guess it going either way was not a real huge plot point.
Just the fact that that one person attempted to assault another person was enough for what the plot needed, but...
That would kind of change, like, the whole tone, like, obviously. It's just interesting that they chose to go, like, a totally different, well, not totally different, but this flip of that on the longer version.
It was already intense. It's like, it wasn't like it stops happening. It's like, it is seconds from happening, and the person gets pulled off and tossed. But, you know, retroactive spoiler alert. it's been a couple of years. You've had plenty of time to see it. Although I do highly recommend.
I haven't seen any of it. Thanks a lot, douchehead.
I do highly recommend seeing it.
Douchehead.
Well, you won't see it coming until it's coming. And then when you put together what I'm saying, it'll already be underway. I just said coming and rape, and now I feel dirty.
You are dirty. You're a dirty man.
A dirty, dirty man.
For when my wife eventually catches up and listens to this Tancast episode, I am... so sorry I didn't put in that other episode, the other cut of the episode. Because we had them both available. So that's, you know, the extra little bit of tragedy is it could have been avoided if I'd realized.
Well, I was like, how did you know? Not like you were involved in the editing process.
No.
They should have involved him, though. That was a problem.
Yeah, but next time call Andy.
He needs to know this
shit. Battlestar Galactica people who've already gone off the air.
Yeah, who've already completed the last episode, which I haven't watched yet.
I heard they're making a Battlestar Galactica movie, speaking of which. But... It's the old Battlestar Galactica, not the new Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, I know.
They're supposed to be making a made-for-TV movie. It's just like another special or whatever for Sci-Fi. I think it's going to go 40 years or 30 years or something like that before the start of the reimagined show that they just did.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's going to have a lot of, like they used props as a sort of homage to the original late 70s, early 80s Battlestar Galactica show.
Mm-hmm.
And they referred to these things as what the Cylons looked like in the first Cylon War 40 years before. So apparently, like, the timeline is going to have what would be classic-looking Cylons and classic-looking Battlestar Galactica stuff, but set within this universe. So it'll kind of be more of a bridge.
Over Troubled Waters?
Over Troubled Waters.
Interesting. Speaking of spoilers, Noah was telling me that the last episode of House was particularly shock. I don't know, some big surprise major event that happened in it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I opened up Don't Go to CNN because I read a story on CNN that completely ruined the last episode of whatever the shock is. That I know what it is. I know what the spoiler is.
I'm fairly certain I know what it is as well because I believe MySpace ruined it. Mm. I was like, "What the fuck, people? Don't talk about this! Don't talk about the spoilers of shows in the titles of things."
Oh, MSNBC does that shit all the fucking time. And my wife, you know, like, I use CNN usually if I'm going to go looking for news. My wife uses MSNBC all the time and always gets pissed off at it. You know, it'll be like, whoever was kicked off of American Idol that she didn't watch the night before that's on our TiVo will be right in the title. Whoever was kicked off of Dancing with the Stars that she didn't watch the night before, right in the fucking title.
That's so good.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. Dirty motherfucker.
I kept telling her, just stop going to MSNBC. But then, of course, I go to CNN, and I open something, and it's talking about the Obama administration, and it's fucking article about Obama spoils episode of House. Fucktards.
And did you say, what podcast did you say spoiled it, Noah?
Oh, Seen Unseen.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, I listened to the end of it, of Seen Unseen, but I didn't listen to the beginning. I just listened to all the letters being written in.
Oh, and did you hear yourself?
None of them was mine. No. They didn't read my letter. Thanks a lot, Seen Unseen. I see how you are. Hurt my feelings!
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot!
We all are.
Yeah.
No, just Tim.
Let's be honest.
No. We're three idiots.
Yes. No, Tim's just an idiot. That's it. No one else.
In fact, we should get rid of the random taglines on TanCast and just replace it with, we're idiots. TanCast. We're idiots.
We put the idiot in podcast.
We put three of them in. Because one idiot went in and there was still a lot of space to fill.
Because he was just meandering in the dark.
He was running in circles, training for some invisible...
It was so cute. I like wiener dogs. I would like a wiener dog.
I do not like chihuahuas.
Depends on the chihuahua.
Chihuahuas typically have this sense that they could totally kick your ass, and then they try to. But they're so small, you feel bad about kicking... Well, until they bite you, you feel bad about kicking them. After they bite you, you kick them, you don't feel bad about it. Until later. And you think back
on it. Whatever, you'll be scratching a cat, trying to do something nice for it. You'll be like, oh, there you go. And it'll be like, what the fuck? I thought we were pals. Why have to be a bitch?
You just gotta be able to read cats.
Yeah, I do read cats.
Here comes Tim slaughters cats and prints things out on them and reads them like a book.
No. I just know that cats say, I'm a douche. That's what it says on a cat. Every cat. I'm a douche. Do-do-do-do-do-douche.
Hey, do-do-do-douche. Robert Goulet.
Trust me, after I'm done with the cat, it'll be red. There it was.
Zing.
There you go.
Zing-a-ding-doo-dong.
You have to change the tense to make that work, but we'll give it to you.
Thanks, I'll take it.
Yeah, pay for effort.
So Noah's going to fun and excitement today at the Academy of Art and Science Buttfucking Museum or whatever.
Yep, Tim could go if he wanted.
Easy now, Captain Cash.
Yeah, you could go. Thank
you. I was hoping you would tell us about it, what the museum is, why you're going.
It's a museum. It's got museum stuff.
Noah, yeah. Everybody, fucking the heart and soul of TanCast. Really just fleshes shit out.
It's got sciencey shit. I haven't been there since they did the remodel. So they used to have, like, you know, like regular museum stuff, like, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, little scenes set up, like, this is what cavemen live like. And then they also had live animals, like, they used to have a crocodile pit and a, you know, aquarium part. But I don't know what it's like since they did the remodel. Apparently, though, there's a lawn on top of the roof, though.
About time.
Interesting.
That's what I felt was missing.
Oh, were they like greening the building up? Because it's supposed to be pretty energy efficient.
Yeah, like, well, that's one of the things they did with the remodel is they greened it up. Mm. So yeah, like they have like those little scenes where it's like, oh, here's a zebra in their natural habitat, but it, you know, it's just stuffed zebra sitting there. I'm looking at the website, so it looks like it's still quite similar. They have the same exhibits.
Link it.
Hello?
Link it!
Oh.
Alright,
you need to calm the fuck down, motherfucker.
Link it!
Tim is a damn idiot.
Yep.
Ooh, a tropical rainforest encased in glass. I think that is new.
Navy SEALs.
I was watching
that's on
that
on this month.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's free on demand this month, and I was flipping through the different movies. I was like, ooh, Navy SEALs.
And did you actually watch
and
it?
And then, no. And then Danelle was flipping through later when I was not, or I was actually doing the flipping, but she was sitting there, and then I passed Navy, and she went, ooh, Navy SEALs. I was like, ha-ha, you've been infected.
My wife and I were having a similar discussion, where I said something about, be honest, Lou, you paid for the women. She's like, see, that's mine. You use that on Tancast. You didn't credit me. Realistically, if I'm going to credit anybody, I ought to credit Scrooged, where it comes from. She goes, yeah, but you'd never seen Scrooged until you met me. No. I saw Scrooged. I just hadn't, like, that line hadn't stuck in my head until you kept using it. And then stuck in there. She goes, so see, I still get credit. So here you go, baby. You get the credit. But then I told her that I was going to demand credit every time she goes, ooh, Navy SEALs. Sorry, Kevin Smith. If you're listening, if this is the one Tancast that you decide to listen to.
Somehow I doubt it.
He's not listening to shit.
I tweeted at him. I told him I would listen to every Smodcast if he would listen to one Tancast.
I saw that, and I noticed he didn't respond.
Yep, that is about exactly what I expected, because Kevin Smith's got more important shit to do with his life, like taking a dump and getting stoned the morning of Good Friday.
Grammar Girl is following me on Twitter now. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, she's following me too.
Extremely.
And I'm following her.
I was like, wow, I'm somebody.
It makes somebody me self-conscious. I gotta make sure that all my sentences are well-formed. I do not want to incur the wrath of Grammar Girl.
I don't think she's going to chastise you.
She might. That would be awesome if she just chastised people on their shitty tweets. Like, what the fuck?
I know you only have 140 characters, but for fuck's sake.
She used the F word in a tweet. Well, she didn't actually use it. She bleeped it out, which is like F blank ing. And it amused me greatly. I was like, oh, Grammar Girl swore.
But was it grammatically correct?
Of course.
Excellent.
Even Grammar Girl makes mistakes, so.
Everyone makes mistakes now. No one's perfect.
She admits them, though.
Even I'm not always fucking right. I'm just always fucking right enough.
Enough for what?
Enough to make everyone else look like a damn fool if they try to argue against me.
A damn fool.
Damn
you
fool.
A damn fool. So mm-hmm. she her dryer isn't working. So she wrote effing LG. Yeah. Fucking you tell him, Grammar Girl. Grammar Girl ain't got to take no shit from nobody.
You'd think that a dryer would be a really simple mechanism, because all it's doing is doing shit that would already happen normally a little faster.
One of the most complicated things, or one of the most energy-draining things to do is to create heat.
Well, yes. But...
And then add motion on top of that? Whoo, Nelly!
Dude, I create heat and motion all the time!
Yes, but look at how much food you have to take in to get all that done. You're not very energy efficient, sir.
I didn't say I was efficient. It's mostly all that side-to-side action. Then I get, what are you doing?
Front, back,
doing side-to-side action. This doesn't do anything. But side-to-side, I'm a snake. I'm in a real weird place right there.
As opposed to every other episode of Tancast, where we've stayed normal and talked about important issues of the day.
Hey, we are very staid normally.
I cannot update my Twitter. Yes, I can. Never mind. I did it.
You know, Twitter does just sometimes fail. They've got a whole fail whale and a culture surrounding it, because sometimes it just goes...
I'm sorry, it does what?
I wish you could see my thumbs when I did that, too. It's got a whole little motion.
What's weird is, for some reason, that sounds like you're closer to me when you do that noise. You're like... And all of a sudden, it sounds like you're, like, behind me or something. I'm like, what? Anything?
And he's distant. And now he's getting closer.
Far. Near. No? Grover? Sesame Street? Anybody?
What's
Sesame Street?
Grover, Sesame Street, totally with you, because I do that to my son. I do the near and far, and it makes him laugh.
Mostly when you get far away, because it's like, Jesus Christ, that thing's not in my face anymore.
Yeah.
That's
Dude,
not very
he
nice,
fell
Noah.
Asleep in his little rocker this morning and just started laughing to himself in his sleep.
I saw that on your tweet.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. My dad, my wife was still upstairs, but my dad and I are sitting there watching. My dad and I are sitting there watching him, and he's just going back and forth his little sling. He's got his head, like, down to the side, and all of a sudden just... and that was it. This tiny little baby giggle.
That is amusing.
We want to wrap this bad boy up?
That seems like a good place. We kind of fell off a cliff there at the end, as we normally do.
Do you have any last parting stories or interesting things to share?
Was that directed at one of us?
Any of us.
So, Andy, did you buy yourself a MacBook?
We didn't say happy birthday to Andy. Andy's birthday was a couple days ago.
Oh, happy motherfucking birthday. Jesus Christ.
I know. Now I'm as old as you two.
There's the heart and love that you come to expect from TagCast. Happy motherfucking birthday, Jesus Christ.
But see, this is awesome, because now we're 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2. We're like a stack of 2-year-olds, 5 high.
Christ.
Or we're 2 16-year-olds, which I think means we get to drive twice as fast.
Enjoy that boner, math geeks.
Or we get to fuck 2 16-year-olds.
That it's legal to fuck 2 16-year-olds at once.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I like it.
In Utah and Canada, I think it's okay to fuck 16-year-olds.
Well, there you go,
Unless
Utah and Canada.
Unless you bring a 16-year-old from somewhere else. A what?
Kudos to you, Utah and Canada.
I think even the intention, like if a 16-year-old lives there and you go with the intent of fucking the 16-year-old, isn't that illegal as well?
I don't think so. That seems odd.
I think you're just generally safer sticking to 18 and over.
That's a good rule of thumb.
No matter where you are, no matter when you do it, no matter which state you're moving from or to, that's definitely going to be legal.
If it's not legal in your state?
Yeah, as long as you're over 18 and they're over 18, you know, get those together.
See, I think what you do is you take the kid out into international waters.
And drown him.
Where no one has jurisdiction. And let the pounding begin. You have to get a kid who's into sailing, though. Those are harder to find nowadays.
Yeah, tell him sailing it's a pirate and ship. Then being jackhammered.
Away.
Some kids are into being jackhammered. No? Inappropriate? All right. My bad.
Yeah, but the thing is, as we get older, our backs are less and less able to handle that.
Oh, I'm not interested in any of this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just advocating for the pedophiles in our audience.
Okay. Well. God, we're old.
Andy, do you get to keep the MacBook? Is it only for work? Is it something you bought, or is it something they gave you?
It is something they gave me, but the way that it works is, effectively, it's mine. So it is to be used as my work machine, but it's not something that will be, like, sent back to them.
You could put all the porn you want on it.
I really don't think I'm going to do that, because it's...
I'm kidding. You should download Growl. Growl's good.
Yeah, definitely. Growl's on my list. Yeah, because as we had discussed previously, if you visit porn, that's going to be the first thing that Firefox wants to show in your list of, you know, let me be helpful, www.porn.com.
Even the new Safari is like, here's your most frequently visited sites. Look, you visit a lot of porn.
Look, vaginas and boobs.
A nice little grid of all the porn you've been watching.
Look, here's two guys docking because you got curious one night and your wife wasn't watching you.
Easy now.
Docking.
So I am off to get ready for the California Academy of Sciences.
I am off to go rehearse for a stand-up act, which you would think doesn't need a rehearsal. But no, I have to be there 2.5 hours before showtime to rehearse.
I say fuck them and don't do it.
Rehearse standing in front of a microphone and saying things. I'm like, really? Check. You couldn't have there's no sound guy you could just have talking to the mic and go, can you hear me? Yep. All right. Rehearsal over. You really need all 5 comics in there?
You should show up and just say a bunch of other random shit that's not funny and has nothing to do with your act.
Oh, spend kind of. Like I'm not doing my act for the fucking dress rehearsal. I'll be like, all right. So, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, yeah. Go totally Andy Kaufman on them.
That's as far as I read in that book. I was like, this
or
is
Stephen
long.
Wright. Okay. See, I thought you were actually going to get up there and read.
Nah. I don't read anywhere I go.
Yeah.
Snooch.
Do you have great expectations? That's G-R-A-T-E, expectations.
Also by Edmund Wells. A little Monty Python for you at the end. Yep. Andy, what do you have to do after this?
I think I'm going to go downstairs and stuff some food in my fat fucking head because I haven't eaten in like 6 or 7 hours.
Of course you will, fat man!
I asked you if you'd skipped lunch and you made it seem like you hadn't. You are a liar.
I did say I had skipped lunch.
You didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
He lied to you.
Didn't.
You said, did you already eat or are you holding off? I said, me, holding off.
No, you said, me, holding off?
No, me, question mark, holding off, no question mark.
Well, who the fuck else would I be asking? It was just the two of us chatting.
But you just said that Noah had come online and I hadn't checked to see if he had been added to our Skype conversation.
You are the one who is the douche.
Well, you can lick it. Douche. So other than that, probably going to, if the weather turns out to be slightly less shitty than yesterday, maybe go around to some historical sites so my dad can learn the history of the South.
I think we know the history of the South.
A lot of lynching.
Yep. A lot of black people got killed. A lot of white people went crazy.
My
a couple of white
got
people
fucked.
Came south and kicked a couple of other white people's asses.
Don't forget Indians.
A lot of shit.
Indians are dead.
Oh, yeah, the red people. The red people always get left out.
Poor reds.
Mm-hmm.
But they get casinos, so there's that.
There is that. Yeah, blacks didn't get casinos.
Nope. Mm. We got the ghettos.
Yep.
Not nearly Ghetto. As lucrative.
No. Not nearly as fabulous.
But we got the White House. That's something.
Well, you got half the White House.
We'll take it.
We held on to that other half.
We'll see.
Everyone have a good week.
Yes, have a good Easter. Although this, I don't know if this will be up by the time you're. Maybe you're in the middle of your Easter celebration, listening to this with family. Because what
or,
more
we hope you had a good
to
Easter.
Celebrate the. What?
I said we hope you had a good Easter.
Oh.
No, we hope you have a good Easter 2010.
Yes. Let us be the first.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a Cadbury cream egg. Oh, they're going to be on sale Monday. I'm going to buy them up like hotcakes.
I can't stand those. Just that goo of sugar in the middle.
Fuck you, people.
But my wife loves the Dove truffle eggs, and she will
Cadbury
be all over
Cadbury egg-hating fucksticks.
All right, so good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to TanCast episode 45. Don't forget to join in the discussion by giving us a comment at TanCast.com. Also write us a review on iTunes and subscribe to us via iTunes so you don't miss any of the TanCast glory. Thank you to everyone for voting for us at Podcast Alley in the month of March. We were the 16th most voted for comedy podcast. And now that we've made it so much easier, you just click on the notes. I'm sure we can do even better in the month of April. So please, do your part. Other than that, have a great TanCastic week. And remember, TanCast, we are in. Idiots.
TanCast.
All right.
Gesundheit.